Welcome, loving viewers, to the world around us. Today we will travel to a tropical island country where the Pacific and Indian Oceans meet. Southeast of Indonesia and north of Australia across the Timor Sea is the lovely country of Timor-Leste, which consists of three islands and a separate exclave. These include the eastern half of the Timor Island, an exclave on the northwestern side of the island, as well as the nearby two peripheral islands, Ataro and Jaco. As the easternmost end of the Lesser Sunda Islands, Timor-Leste is beautifully called the Eastern Rising Sun in Tetum, one of the official languages of the nation. Timor-Leste beautifies our earth with unique flora and fauna over her picturesque mountains and fields. Like her neighbor Indonesia, Timor-Leste is the home of a pristine rainforest that supports rich wildlife with precious animal species, including 250 kinds of birds of Asian and Australian origins. In those forests, one can also find many precious native plants, such as sandalwood. Besides being a home to abundant wildlife, Timor-Leste also presents our world with an underwater wilderness. The landscapes of Timor-Leste are decorated with waterfalls, tropical flowers, as well as precious metals and stones such as gold, manganese, and marble. Smooth beaches outline the extended coast with soft white sand and volcanic black sand. Resting off the north coast is an underwater precipice known as the Wetar Strait. This 3 kilometer deep marine trench is a flowing ocean corridor welcoming the migrating whales, dolphins, tuna, and sailfish. Also along the north coast, Timor-Leste's pleasant cities prosper, blending natural beauty with the amazing culture of her people. The largest city and the nation's capital, Dili, is an important port in the region as well as a commercial center. Here, in the relaxing, mild ocean breeze, life in Dili is vibrant and full of hope. Commerce, culture, art, and other activities flourish.
Eu sou José Maia, pároco da paróquia de Suai. Agora estou aqui em Dili, Catedral de Dili. Já veio ontem para seguir a celebração Cruz Jovem em Eleu. Hoje, Cruz Jovem Nacional é mais importante para timorenses, porque através da Cruz Jovem reunir todos os jovens, não só os jovens, mas todos os velhos, todos os cristãos em Timor-Leste, para celebrar, para dialogar sobre a unidade cristã e também a unidade nacional.
The people of Timor-Leste consist of Austronesians, Papuans, and a small Chinese community, as evidenced in the early cave paintings, stone carvings, and pottery. Human activity on Timor Island started 4,000 years ago. Today, the city of Dili has been completely rejuvenated. The more modern cultural center, known as Uma Fukun, or Living Art, complements the antique market, which was transformed into a broad space for conventions and exhibitions for arts and crafts. Dili's streets welcome people from all around the world with their local art creations of wood and beautifully woven fabric. Over a dozen shops congregate in the weaving market, where Timor-Leste women will weave the beautiful legendary textile called tais right in front of visitors' eyes. It is an inspiration to see the elegance of both the traditional and modern patterns as we watch how it's made. With vibrant colors and creative designs, Timor-Leste's women have expressed their artistic sensitivity for generations through their fine daily work of weaving. A few steps further on the road is the fruit and vegetable market. There, the tropical vegetables and fruits will satisfy with their freshness and flavors. Dili is renowned for its beaches, Areia Branca Beach in particular. An elegant white sandy beach, Areia Branca is very inviting to local residents and visitors alike to come and play, exercise or dance, or simply enjoy the ocean breeze. The waterfront remains a center of activity for young and old from dawn till night. A park separates the beach from the road, with banyan trees and benches offering an excellent place to cool oneself in the shade. Of course, there are few things more beautiful than an evening in Dili by the sea. Timor-Leste is one of the only two predominantly Roman Catholic countries in Asia, along with the Philippines. The people of Timor-Leste have a long and strong spiritual lineage of the Christian faith, which has coexisted with local animist tradition, as well as Islam, Protestant Christianity, and Buddhism. The history of the Catholic Church has given the city of Dili magnificent cathedrals, as well as monuments and statues of saints. Dili's grandest Catholic church is the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception, which is also the largest cathedral in Southeast Asia. Welcoming 1,800 people every Sunday, the church has a spacious entrance hall, soft yet bright lighting, open windows, and a beautiful oval-shaped shrine paying homage to Jesus Christ. It is here where Father José Antonio de Costa briefly introduced the past experience of the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception.
Eu chamo-me Padre José Antonio da Costa. Eu estou aqui nesta igreja há quase 20 anos, mas sou sacerdote há 43 anos. Igreja Catedral significa Igreja do Bispo. Numa diocese católica sempre tem Igreja Catedral, Igreja Mãe numa diocese. Esta igreja foi depois restaurada a partir de setembro de 2008 e em 2009, dezembro, foi inaugurada. Como nós podemos ver pela placa aí atrás de pedra, que está escrito pela inauguração, inaugurada pelo Presidente da República e vencida pelo Bispo da Diocese, Dom Alberto Ricardo.
3 kilometers east from Areia Branca Beach, on a hilltop at the end of the Fatucama Peninsula, a grand statue of Lord Jesus stands on top of a globe, facing the ocean with his arms lovingly open. This awe-inspiring 27-meter-tall statue is called the Cristo Rey, which literally means Christ the King, and is the second tallest statue of its kind. Designed by Indonesian Muslim artist Muhammad Sailila, or Bolil, the statue was officially unveiled in 1996 by the President Suharto of Indonesia as a gift of peaceful wishes from the Indonesian government to the people of Timor-Leste. For years, the sublime image of Jesus Christ gave hope through the country's challenges, touching the hearts of those who gazed upon him. When speaking about the history of Timor-Leste, one cannot help but appreciate the Christian faith's role in promoting peace. Back in 1989, Pope John Paul II urged for nonviolence in his special visit to Timor-Leste and called upon the people to love and pray for your enemies. In addition, the bishops and pastors of the Catholic churches in Timor-Leste have acted as peace advocates in times of need. In recognition of their collaborative work towards a peaceful solution for the nation, retired Bishop Carlos Felipe Jimenez Bello, together with the second president of Timor-Leste, José Manuel Ramos Horta, who was then prime minister, received the 1996 Nobel Peace Prize.
Todos os domingos vem a missa da parte da manhã, cerca de 2,000 cristãos, e à tarde, uns 500 a 600. Durante a celebração da missa, procuramos falar do Evangelho, mas também, sempre que oferece ocasião, fazemos apelo aos cristãos para viverem em paz, em solidariedade e fraternidade com todas as pessoas que vivem na sociedade junto da paróquia.
As a peace messenger in Timor-Leste, Roman Catholic churches have increased eightfold in number nationwide over the past decades. Youth have become the most sincere and active members of this Christ and peace-loving community. For Timor-Leste, the future is bright.
My missa is important. I'm not sure if I'm my missa today.
Ay may misa domingo-domingo ne tamba amni dar sarani ne bedia tengke tuir buat nebe mak maro mak kakarak hane san sekona mi asala karik ya domingo-domingo am tengke may misa kasam ne sala
cruzog ne mais importante para nós os timorenses mas especialmente para os jovens de Timor para reunir todos nós no diálogo para criar a paz na nossa terra, especialmente em Timor-Leste.
At the end of our journey, we appreciate once again the beauty of Timor-Leste and her capital city, Dili. In this land, we see together the magnificence of statues and cathedrals, the liveliness in the streets, and the gracefulness of nature, all combined with the friendliness and faith of the Timorese people. May Dili and all of Timor-Leste continue to flourish and live in peace and happiness. We sincerely thank the government of Timor-Leste's Ministry of Tourism, Trade and Industry for graciously providing us with videos highlighting the beauty of Dili and the country and for your supportive spirit to help make this program possible. For more information on Timor-Leste, please visit www.turismotimorleste.com. Travel-loving viewers, thank you for your company today on The World Around Us. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Words of Wisdom, coming up next after Noteworthy News. May faith in heaven be with you always.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/WAU.